Blog Talk Radio. You did not channel that answer. You're such a liar. Honest to God.
Susan, am I dead or am I alive?
You're alive, honey.
Yay!
Totally alive.
Hey, everyone. This is Bonnie Alvers on air with my fabulous co-host, Susan Z. And we're here to bring you another fabulous show. I just want to tell you what's coming down the pipeline after I say hello to my girl. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. You know, Bonnie,
and
you
yes,
just
kind
of have to stop taking credit for everything. You know, every once in a while, I have a personal conversation with Spirit.
Okay. Well, I kind of muffled in there. So, all right. Well, I will say that, you know, yes, you had a private conversation with Spirit, but I was listening. So anyway, if I just want to tell everyone, you're listening to Bonnie Alvers again on air. You can get a hold of me. Actually, if you like this show, please like us on Blog Talk. We appreciate that so much because that way you can keep abreast of our shows and it'll be all sent to you. So I know you won't miss any. And we love you so much. Hi, everyone in chat. That we don't want you to miss any of our shows because we're here for you. So you can get a hold of me on Facebook. Just reverse my maiden and married name. It used to be Bonnie Mosener Alvers. Now I'm Bonnie Alvers Mosener. And there
yeah,
is only
yeah,
one.
You sent your husband to the back of the bus.
No, I sent him to the front of the bus, actually. So that's why I did it, Bonnie Alvers Mosener.
Oh my God, that's right.
I did send him to the front of the bus. And anyway, he is my boo. And we have been together for a long time. He looks like Bon Jovi, which is what you hear on our show to start it. But he's much better looking if anybody's ever seen my husband. So just because we today, that's so sweet. He is a cutie pie and he's sweet and he's really nice. And I'm throwing these metaphysics right down his throat. So, you know, he's going to be metaphysical very soon, I'm sure. Anyway, I just want to tell everybody, again, I'm going to keep it very brief because we're going to start with callers. We only have 90 minutes today, and I don't want anybody to get upset. So we're going to start with callers very soon. I just want to announce a couple people coming in the pipeline. Tomorrow, when Kelly's on, she's not, I think, in chat, but she is in chat now. Hi, Kelly. Kelly, there's been a game change, I think. Kelly's going to take tomorrow's show with Ron Cole, and I'm going to call in and take Brenda and Annabelle, and then Kelly is going to rock her cards on Thursday. So please call Kelly. She's fabulous. I get card readings from her. It's her Atlantean life and birth cards. They are so fascinating, and I screwed up the schedule again because I have some holidays at the end of the week, and so does Kelly, actually. But she's doing me a favor in taking the show on Thursday, and I thought Wednesday, too. We're going to split that show. Also, then we're right back, Susan Z and me, on Monday and Tuesday, and the rest of the week will look the same as it usually does. We have Astro Wednesday and Annabelle and Brenda, who are fabulous intuitives, fabulous medical intuitives. They rock everything from
A
to Z.
That's because they have a good blood lineage.
Oh, yes, they're my blood lineage. So you're right. Thank you so much, Susan, for reminding me of that.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, but the one news I want to tell you is we're all going to go. Susan and I are both starting some nighttime shows. And we don't know who's going to follow, but we are keeping our daytime shows that start November 1st, which is a great day. It's All Souls Day. That week, we're going to start doing Friday night and Monday night shows from 7 to 8:30 on Monday and Friday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will look the same during the week until we make some changes. Leslie Journey, she is going to be rocking the house at night also. She is tied up during the day, and she's going to switch also in November. So, but the real big news is October 15th. I'm only going to say it very shortly. We have Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, author of one of my favorite books, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side, and he's got a new book coming out on March 15th. We're going to be one of the first to announce it, and these go New York Times bestseller list. He's been on CBS, NBC, he's been on The View. He's a great guy, and you will love listening to him. We are starting his show at 7 o'clock Wednesday night, October 15th. Get in line. He will take callers, and I can't even get in to see him. It takes a year to get an appointment with him. So please read.
I'm going to be the first caller because it's my birthday, 3 days, and I'm going to give myself a birthday present.
Oh, Susan, it's going to be your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you, and you can have that also. You smell like a zoo, but you'll get perfume and smell better too. Okay. So.
I just want to warn our audience, never, ever, ever bring up that you have a birthday or a friend has a birthday or you just had a birthday or a birthday coming up, because that's what you'll get.
Well, anyway, and I know you love it. We were going to talk about karmic ties, but again, I think we need to. We are going to talk about it throughout this show.
1:11 on the clock. It's 1:11 on the clock.
Yeah, karmic ties. Yes, two words. Karmic ties are really interesting. They are with all of us.
Yeah,
we all came down with them. What?
I thought we were going to do karmic contracts.
Well, you know what? I told you I was going to call you for a little loop. Karmic ties and karmic contracts have to be intertwined. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a tie to somebody karmically. So I really believe they probably have a little bit of a different meaning, but have the same kind of thread running through them, which is the karmic tie. Ha ha. So anyway, the reason I'm talking about this is you never know who you – I read a book one time, and then I'm going to let Susan say a few words, and we'll get right to callers. I read a book one time that was called The Five People I Meet, You Meet in Heaven. It was probably changed my life the most, even though I've read a lot of books. It's a very thin book, and it is about a guy who died. He really was looking for his wife, and he knew that when he died, he was going to find her. But really, the first person he met was somebody he really never thought would have been the person who he met coming into heaven. And so it's really interesting. We come down here with karmic ties. Everybody we know, everybody we see have a different role in our life. And we'll get into this really interesting.
Yeah, your distant cousin could have been your wife in another life.
Well, listen, you keep your hands off my husband because he looks like Bon Jovi in any life, anybody. No, I'm kidding. You're right. He swore he was 5'10 when I met him, 5'10 and 3/4. And I don't know about that because I think I'm only 5'2 and he might not even be 5'9. I don't know. I think he shrank. But anyway, that or his shoes are coming down. He's not wearing the elevator shoes anymore. But anyway, whatever it was in the 70s or 80s, he rocked it, and he rocked it well. But, you know, everybody, we look at our sisters, we look at our brothers, we look at our husbands, our kids, and we can tell by the relationship that you have and by what irks you or makes you happiest the most, almost as to what kind of contract you have with them coming down here. But Susan and I, you'll always hear, "Rock, you wrote the deal. You gotta pay up. You gotta pay up in good or bad. Not bad, because nothing's ever bad, but there's lessons here that you have to learn. If they're good lessons, great. If you're here to support people, which you are, great. But there are lessons that we come down. Somebody told me that Art and I, my husband, came down here to learn karmic lessons, but that my daughter and whoever she's going to be with, I won't name, were here to just learn about love. And guess what? I'm thinking, what kind of karmic lesson did I come down to learn? But you know what? We all come down. Otherwise, we really wouldn't be here unless, like Susan says, we take a pass. What do you think, Susan?
Well, you know, one of my favorite motivational speakers is Wayne Dyer. He brings up a perfect case in point. You know, we always think about, you know, what love is and what, you know, challenge and adversity is. And he said sometimes that the contracts that you have in your soul family, that the person that gives you the most adversity and causes you the most pain to grow is actually one of your closest soul families in the contracts that you have. And I just saw on TV, you know, my spirit guides love movies. And there's this movie called Must Love Dogs. And they said that the universe has a saying that when your heart goes through a lot of pain, that when it comes back and rebounds, that it has grown bigger.
Oh, I love that. And guess what? I got
Isn't
Kelly
that nice?
On the line. Yes, I have Kelly on the line. And guess what? Your heart's going to grow bigger because Kelly's your first caller. I'm not going to get involved here because I know Kelly's issue here. So I told her to call in and have you give your opinion, your wonderful opinion, especially with your tarot cards and your intuitive instinct. So, Kel, you're on with Susan.
Well, thank you.
All righty.
Hi, Kelly.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I do.
Hey, Kelly, did you hear? Wait a minute. Did you hear we have a schedule change? You did hear that, now, didn't you?
I think so, yes. I'm hosting Wednesday, and I think I'm on Thursday.
Yeah, you're good. Okay, so I just want you to know, and everybody wants you in chat, so I don't know how you're going to talk, write, sing, Twitter, and do anything else all at once. But you know what, Kel? If you can, you can. Anybody can do it.
I had to handle it all by myself yesterday, and it's like, holy smoke. Walk and chew gum, I don't know how well I did, but, you know, I gave it my best shot.
Susan, we all loved you, and where you couldn't fill in Kelly's shoes, you did a pretty darn good job, sweetie.
Oh, thank you. What can we do for you,
right,
Kelly?
Yes.
I've been contemplating this. I'm not sure which way. I'll ask both questions, and then I'll let you kind of give me an intuitive feel as to which question is the better question. It's like, first one would be in relation in regards to current situations going on, and, you know, should it be like a move? Should I stand and fight my ground? Blah blah blah. Or, you know, it's something all along that tied up. It's like, you know, should I move? Should I stay? Or, you know, in general, what has the universe got coming up? You know, that where maybe that's the better question. Where do I need to be placed? Where do we need to be
Your question is about whether you should stay stationary or you should move on.
Yeah. Because right now, we're just getting, you know, the children in school. It's like we've had really some interesting challenges with that because we did change schools. And we're just, you know, settling down, getting into the routine. And it's like, I'm not sure that a move right now would be conducive. But it's like, you know, there was some indications maybe like, you know, next summer. But, you know, not sure. It's like, you know, I'm just going to say, what is the universe got in mind, or, you know, what's coming along in the contract, or what do the cards say? You know, it's like,
I drew some cards for you, Kelly. And of course, the first thing that comes up for you is that, that you always let your finances, stop you and think in terms I can't do, okay? What the cards are trying to say here is that to try to change that. It's like whatever your finances are, I will manage. Okay. Because let me tell you what card is right next to your money card, the Tower.
Okay.
Ah!
Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's the energy that you put into it. Is that it's always just never going to be enough, upside down. It's like I can't do. And the card next to it is the Justice card, which means making yourself a priority and taking responsibility of the fact that it is your money, okay? And they're showing that that's where to start. Now, what I'm also seeing here is that you've had a contract that you had to finish. I'd say maybe 3 years it's been going on, to maybe four. That contract this summer is coming to an end. So you're going to have to get proactive about, I'm sorry, but. Okay? I understand this, but. Start sending some feelers out of where it is that you envision yourself to be. And even if it's about you being in the sleeping room, you know, with like-minded people, you are spiritually dry right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to be.
It feels like it. Yeah, it feels like I'm in the desert.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, it's wonderful to play the grandma role, and you've been doing fabulous with it. But you need to be with like-minded
people,
either in a community, even an ashram. I mean, I'm not kidding. A retreat, spiritual community, a retreat. I got chills all over on that one. So what you want to do is that you want to start checking into places for you to go that is spiritually community-minded, okay? I had a friend that's lived all over the world. And what she would do is that, and she was on a fixed income, okay? What she would do is that she did at that time, when she started, there was no internet. So it was by writing and calling and word of mouth and asking and that kind of thing. And she would buy magazines that would advertise and book and holistic magazines. But on the internet, okay, start looking for communities, okay, that you can barter your time there. There's lots of communities where you want to go, the Southwest, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Canada. I don't know why I said that, Kelly, but I said it.
Cool. Okay.
And it'll just jump out at you and about saying, I need to be spiritually fed for a while because you're a little parched. You're kind of pruny in your spiritual.
Yeah, I agree with this. Yes, I do. Need some water. I'm dehydrated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is going to happen probably in the summer. If you do not get proactive about this, basically what this tower means is that this contract's going to end anyway. It's going to end like booted out, and then you have no plans. Yeah,
got it.
So. It's not about you moving to another place. Okay, it's not about you finding a new. I mean, no, don't misunderstand that. It is about you.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, but the goal is not about. Well, I just want to move to another place, or I want to be someplace else. The goal is that to find spiritual nourishment, and that's where you need to be headed.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
You know, Susan, I just got to ask you a question, and I wonder if it's the same, because, you know, I know Kelly and I know the situation, which is why I've told her anyway, the same exact thing you did. So, but the thing is that I do want to tell you is this. When you say spiritual, okay, she has two loves of spirit. One is of what she believes in, and the other, of course, is metaphysical spirit. So when you say she's looking for a community, do you mean in either one, or do you mean in the metaphysical community?
I can't answer that for her.
Okay.
I can't answer that for her because that's for her higher self to unfold. She is a very, very complex person in terms of her spiritual beliefs. She has way out bizarre beliefs, and yet she has some of her beliefs are very conservative, and then some others are, very free-flowing Tibetan Buddhism, you know. And so she will have to follow her heart on that. But what I do see red flags is like we learn from what we don't want. And what I do see for her is that, Kelly, you work well in structure, but not control.
Yeah. Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. it's very, very important that you ask for spiritual guidance to lead you to the one, to the right place where they allow whatever beliefs that you have, but also they have structure in the in the community, and but not control. Like, you can't stay here unless you have our beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You get it? You understand what I'm trying to do, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And this is
has fingerprints, man. It's like, yeah. And we're each person is an individual with their, I'll just say, relation to whatever you call it, you know, spirit, source, God. I call it God, you know. But everybody has an individual relationship with that creative being.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like,
you don't need a label. That's a wonderful thing about being spiritual, is that it doesn't need to have a label. How old are you, Kelly?
Double nickel. I'm 55.
5'5"?
Yep.
Yes.
Double digit year. That's why I'm seeing that. Okay. Well, this is going to come on you like a Mack truck. The need to connect. I spent almost a year in a spiritual retreat, and when I dismantled my life out of necessity when I was in 30, okay, and that's why I tell everyone 30 is such a momentous life-changing year for everyone. 55, this is about the blossoming of the female spirituality in you. And it's like, it started actually about a year ago. You're in it now. It's that, I need to move. I need to make change. I need to go.
Yeah.
But what do I do? This doesn't feel right
anymore. And I have a couple packages with me that have to be accommodated too, that are 12 and 14. Yeah.
Well, but that's
that
what I mean.
That makes it a little dicier.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean. So it's to find that kind of spiritual community where children are very much a part of the community. Instead of, I'm not talking about, you know, an ashram where you go by yourself and you sit and pray cross-legged all day. I'm talking about a real community. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you live in that community, but to be of that community where there's a lot going on that you can connect to. It's very, very important.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, Kelly. I think you have been, I mean, you know, it's glaring you right in the face. I hate to say this, and you know it. She just asked one other question, and then we'll move on. But Susan, she's having issues. Well, it shouldn't matter if she's leaving next summer, but she's having issues again with the people downstairs. Do you see this resolving, and what do you think? Is she, you know, I told her that she really needs to, you know, she doesn't feel comfortable outside. Now she doesn't feel comfortable in the laundry room. But, you know, they're boxing her into where she's like in a little tiny space. What do you think of that? Because what do you think of that for her?
Are these the same people?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were supposed to move and.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they were supposed to be unloaded a while back.
Yeah, they apparently whatever was going on with the trailer that they were fixing, the place they were going to have the trailer moved to raised the rent, and they just got to figuring it was so much cheaper to live where they were at. So they're supposedly staying, although I'm going, can I do anything to encourage them? No, I'm just kind of like, grr. It's like,
okay.
I'm just feeling space.
What is it that they're doing that makes you feel so trapped?
It's not really trapped. It's more like space encroached on. Okay, there's a front yard, there's a backyard. They've pretty much laid claim to the backyard. So we kind of, you know, okay, fine, you know, your space. What's been going on is we have two trees, you know, little saplings that my daughter, you know, had planted, like the weeping willow. So they need, like, you know, a lot of water. Well, one of them is thriving and the other one's not, and they're both getting the same amount of water. So Gal's like, I've paid for lawn care for, you know, front yard and backyard a couple times. So it was kind of like, you know, their turn. So she goes, well, I borrowed a lawnmower. It's like, you know, would you like me to mow the front lawn? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, so she went in, mowed the lawn. That was fine. She did the, you know, trimming thing. She trimmed back the bushes that are overhanging because they actually belong to the yard, you know, next to us. What hacked me off was I had this huge rose bush by our gate, which is, I look at it as the guardian of the house because, I mean, you know, it was like I was going to eventually, you know, like tie it back up. But basically you had to move the branches aside to walk through. While she was walking through, she got annoyed with it because it scratched her, you know, because she didn't, whatever. So she took some clippers and hacked it off. And it's like, it really hacked me off. And I'm like going, you know, you don't need to be in our front yard. You just, you know, it's like, you want the backyard? Great. It's like, but, you know, they're wanting their dog to be in the front yard with our dog. And I'm like going, no. You know, it's just like, I'm just feeling like they're just pushing. They're just really pushing. And it's like, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to push back and they're not going to like me because I'm not going to like me when I do it. Because, you know, I'm just going, and, you know, I've had enough. It's like, I'm going to, you know, wash you guys out of here if you're going to do this. I'm going to put turn the fire hose on you. It's just like this. I've had it.
Mm-hmm. So basically these are just little boundary place things, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah. And they keep pushing the boundaries and it's like, I'm really annoyed. I am.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something here, Kelly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the first thing that I'm going to say to you is there is no solution to this on the level that you are trying to fix it.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
Stop thinking about it. Stop trying to stop trying to fix it. This is the time when you go to higher realms. Okay?
Okay,
because this cannot be fixed on a human level. The first thing that you want to do, all right, is that you want to send them the most amazing loving energy. Okay,
oh,
the
God,
next
I'm
thing
have
that
to really work at that.
Yes, I told you. Don't be a spiritual prune here. Okay, it's send them lots and lots of loving energy. The next thing what you want to do is that see what it is that they're. As with everyone, okay, they're self-absorbed. That, you know, when we share space with everyone,
feel like
it's
they're
like,
vital, and they just come in and take over, and I'm like going, I'm not
but
good.
But you know what I said? You know what I said? Because I can't keep my mouth shut anymore. This is going on way too long that I can't not say anything because I've said this. But I said that you just need to treat it as your own, too. There's no pushing you back. You're letting them push you back. Just use the space.
Yeah, thank
Kelly.
You.
Just
thank you.
Use the space, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
if you
they want to
put your feet up
anything
on the couch,
either.
Put your feet up on the couch.
Yeah.
You know?
Go for
and
it,
the
girl.
Thing is, but you, what spirit is trying to teach you is how to coexist. Okay? And it's like, and what you want to do is what I call the angelic telegraph. Which is
ease
fabulous.
And grace, girlfriend. Ease and grace. Susan tells me that all the time. But you know what? You go and you know how to talk to their higher selves. But because I'm gonna have to move to the next caller.
Let
but
let me finish this angelic telegraph before you start rattling. Okay. It's like the angelic telegraph is amazing gift. Okay. You don't have to even believe in angels to understand that we're all connected in energy, and our higher selves. Get it. What you want to do before you go to bed at night, ask your angels or higher self to go talk to their angels or higher self. And remember that we're all one family and be more considerate and respectful of each other and watch it work.
Okay, that makes sense. I can probably hang with that one. Okay.
Yeah. And do it consistently.
Yeah,
because on this level, I mean, you're not going to stop.
Miracles
anything.
Happen, yeah. Right? Miracles happen on the angelic telegraph,
yeah.
Kelly. But you know, you do have it. You do know that there's a finite time, and I think everybody's told you that. Your time is limited there, and what you need to do is also their lesson is to understand also how to coexist with somebody like you. So, which is perfect for us because we love you, but for them, it's they don't understand. So the thing is, what you should be doing is teach by example, meaning if you go out to the front yard, you can go out to the backyard. You're paying more money to be in that place than either one of them. And so what I want you to feel like is the whole space is yours, except the downstairs where they stay. And when you do that, it doesn't matter if they're in your space because they also rent, and see how it goes. It's going to be a much happier existence if there's not yours and mine, but it's ours on those properties.
If you take the approach, what I call belly up, okay? Belly up, hands up. In the background, you go.
And Susan, I see you as a visual doing that. It's just not a pretty visual.
Think about cat and dog, you know, when you go belly up. So they expose their belly because they trust you, you know, and you're saying, look, you know, how about this? What do you want? And if you approach them as fun, do you mind if I go in your back in the backyard? That's okay. Versus mine, I'm going to use the backyard, whether you like it or not.
Right. Okay. So I'm really getting some echo.
And what
I'm hearing?
To do the same thing with you.
Yeah, I'm hearing echoes too, Kelly. Let me see. I don't know whether I don't hear echoes with you, and I don't hear echoes with me. It's with Susan.
I know. It's Susan about three times. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Oh, good,
like, yeah,
Susan. That means I get the show. Go ahead, girlfriend. I won't see you on the board very soon.
God help you. I'm leaving you with Bonnie. I'm hanging up.
Thank you. Okay. You know what, Kelly? I'm muting you, Susan.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Well, listen, you know, we love you, Kelly. I wanted you to get your time in here. You know, I do believe, and I felt it, the angst that you have. But the reason that you feel the angst, and you know that, is because when it's ready, when it's time, when you've fulfilled whatever you have and you are spending more time doing it, the universe is saying to you, no, you got to be on this path, but you're not moving. So we'll make it so that you have to move. And if you don't do it the easy way, which is always my favorite expression, they're going to make it easier to do it the hard way. And you don't want to do that anymore, Kelly. You're too great of a girl for that. Okay?
I've been the hard path too many times. So it's like, it's when they give me the heads up, it's like, it's time to start packing. It's like, I just go, okay, don't know where I'm moving, but I'm going to pack now.
Well, you know, I think you need to start looking.
I'm starting to be like my mom. I decorate an early American cardboard box, you know?
Well, you do know that I don't know any of the communities and you got to research them, but I always say, you know, I love, if it's a spiritual community, you have a couple, but you have two big ones. But you know what? Get a hold of our heavy metal medium. She lives in California somewhere, and I think it's Mount Shasta or wherever that vault was that everybody says is a great place to live. And I know that they're real spiritual. So, you know, also you can look, like I said, I love Florida. So you've got a spiritual community as well as your religious community, which I won't mention because we don't do religion on the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love you, Kelly. I got to go to the next caller.
Susan's back on. You want to get her?
I love you. Yeah, I can't find her, though, because I've got too many people.
Hang on, I'll stick her on. I found her. She's
okay.
She's back.
Cool. Susan!
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. All right, Kelly, I'm muting you. Okay, Kelly muted herself. So we're going to take caller 720. 720, you are on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie. This is Avatar.
Hi, Avatar. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
How can we help you today?
Well, I went and I listened to the archives of the last show that we had when you, both of you, give me so much wisdom, and I saw what the topic was today. But when I listened to the archives, because I know I had mentioned Akashic Records, but when I listened to the archives, I'm not sure if that was done the last time I called. But if you're doing contracts today, I'm open to that.
Oh, Avatar, we just talk about that because Susan does Akashic Records, but what we do is we pick a subject. We didn't do so much of it today. We kind of gave you a little preview only because I talked so much yesterday about who was going to be on the show. We barely could take anybody. And since we're in the show.
Like if you have a contract that you have questions about, Yeah, we'd be glad to do that, because that'll explain to everyone what it is that we're, or if there's someone that you think that you have a contract
with.
And maybe we can dig into that.
I don't know if I do or not. I know the last time I spoke with you all, you mentioned that I was coming out of that Chiron. I think it was Chiron. I'm not sure if I have any. I know there were some contracts that I had that was over about a couple of years ago, but they don't want to go away.
then you're not done, or they are, one or the other.
But they don't want to go away.
Yeah.
Well, then there's a lesson in that, Ivatar, and that is how to make them go away nicely. So, you know, some people hold on. That's what I just told Kelly. If you really are done with a contract, the universe usually lets you know that both of you are done and that's it. But if your lesson is to know how to walk away gracefully, that's a different story.
Yeah, lovingly and gracefully. So if you all may be picking up anything in reference to that, because that contract was over a couple of years ago.
Well, you know, see, what contracts are energetic embracements, okay?
Yeah.
Basically what it is that we're all connected with these fibrous energy cords, okay? And it's like, and when we have a contract with someone, those fibrous cords are wrapped around them, they find one another. But when in a contract is that both souls make an agreement. Like, for example, with exes and family members or something, made an agreement. It's like, look, I'm going to give you 15 years, and if after 15 years, if you don't get it, I'm booking, okay? Mm-hmm. Your contract's done. Their contract is still open-ended, but it's up to you to closure on that contract. And what you do when you put closure on that contract is the energy diminishes and diminishes and diminishes.
Yeah,
but
that's what's happening.
They go away. You know, I mean, because if you were supposed to accomplish something with them and they didn't get it, they're still in the energies of like, you mean you're not going to do this for me? Well, what the heck?
Yeah. And so you have to make them understand what your part of that contract was. And you will know if you're talking about contracts and energy and you feel that's what's happening. Absolutely. Wow. Here's a good way. You know, you just heard the last caller. And what I said was, when Susan was so politely really calling in and I got a word, I said that you can either go with the flow of energy, which is you can go gracefully, or you can go hard, meaning they'll slap it for you in your face. So if you know a contract ends with someone, and you know that's how you feel, and you know that the lessons you've learned were there, but you don't feel they have, you need to learn to sever that gracefully and with respect. And if it's up to them, the other ones, to get it and to understand that they're getting hit hard by you walking away, if that's what you're saying. So I believe that your contracts that you think are done, not necessarily are done for them, because there's lessons for them to learn too, which is how to walk away from you or the situation.
I want to ask a question about this man that's in my energy field, which I have never met.
Okay.
He's in my field, and I feel like he's someone that was, you know, that I've had a previous life with also.
Do you know him, Ivatar?
No, I never met him yet.
Okay, so you feel that somebody's coming into your life to be with you from a different lifetime. Susan, the card should be able to see that, shouldn't it?
But I really actually don't even have to pull cards on that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have to say to you in all honesty that I do believe that there is a male energy that's going to come into your life, but I think you need to let that idea go. Okay.
Yeah.
Because this feeling that you're connected to somebody that you're getting ready to meet and from a past life and a connection and everything, it's like you're really empathic. Okay. So basically what you're picking up is you're picking up a male energy that is going to come into your life. But the idea that your two souls trying to find each other from past lives, I don't see those strings at all.
But I do see someone coming in.
Let me finish.
Okay, now one at a time. Don't confuse me.
You just have to muzzle her sometime. I mean, really.
Hey, as long as it's gold and blingling, I'm good with that.
I know. But what you're sensing that a male energy is coming into your life. But also what feeling of this past life connection and everything, it's like that's always been there, always. It's like you have a love from a past life that those fibers are still wrapped around your heart. But, honey, he's nowhere to be found in this life. That was the agreement that you two made. Maybe in the next life or whatever, but that love is something that both of you decided that you were just going to tuck away in a little compartment and remember what that kind of love felt. And then both of you were going to go off and experience different kinds of love. And that's what you've done in this life.
You know what? You hit that on the nail in terms of someone I met 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's perfect in terms of that relationship, and it took me 2 years to just come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if that's the person you're talking about or you're talking about the person that's in my field now, because that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. We had been together.
Hey.
Okay.
I got to tell you something. It might answer what you're saying.
Okay.
Let Bonnie speak.
Yes, please. This is how I feel, Ibitar. I feel like this. I feel there's something new that you can feel everything, but you really haven't given yourself enough chance to feel new. And this guy is coming in, and I feel like there are things that you have to work out with him, but it's nothing from an old pattern.
Yeah,
it's something that you need to know and experience, but you've never had it. So I want to say new. So it's going to be a new way to love. It's not going to be the old way of, oh my goodness, we are been together, we're simpatico, you're my yin to my yang and everything. This is going to be something that's new to experience, and it is going to be so satisfying for you because you really haven't experienced something like that before. You can't draw on it. Your other love that I feel like that you think you have here, I believe that I don't believe you've met him. I feel like he's on his own journey also, and that neither of you in this lifetime, as Susan said, are going to connect because that's not what it's about.
That's not the agreement that you made.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and you hold his love in a little, in a little your heart, and it makes you feel like that. Well, I'm going to find him. I'm going
to
find that
and
love.
You revert
not
to
this
that.
Lifetime.
No, and what they want to say to you is this: if you revert to that, you won't find it, And I feel like you know that. They're saying to me that you already know that. And they won't let you miss this guy coming in. But what they want you to do is feel it in all its intensity and newness. Whether you have to experience it differently, you need there's something there you need. And alternately, your guy from the past needs to, but you cannot get it from each other because you've been with each other for so long in different lifetimes.
Yeah.
And I do have the fear telling me
that. Say that again. Can you say that again, please?
Are you asking me to say it? Well, tell me what
I can't remember what she said.
No, what you just said. What you just said. Can you say that again?
I just said I have spirit here, okay? And and spirit is telling me to tell you this, that it's something you're missing, and if you keep looking for that past, you'll only live in the past. But what they want you to do is, they want you to experience the new. Something in this gentleman will be different for you. And oh my goodness, I got spirit here. I have a female here, and she's all over me. So she's letting me know that this is something you wrote and something he wrote, and you're so used to having that feeling in your heart, and you're looking for it, but really where the diamond is in this new person, because it'll actually make you evolve to what your heart needs in the next level. And that was not me. That was from spirit. So I don't know what it means, but there you go. So,
it's like what I said in that from the movie. Remember when I told you, I said, I just watched that movie, and they said that the universe says that when you have experienced heartbreak, that when you own it back and the heart comes alive again, it grows even bigger. And this little love that you carry in your life, it's like it was a perfect love,
Yes.
But you can't grow when everything's perfect.
You can't grow anymore.
Love. Yeah, I mean, we learn through adversity. We learn through heartbreak. We learn through forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is the agreement that you made. It's like, go out there and get your heart broke a couple times. You know, I think it's
about
time.
Go look for me. I'm not coming. Hey, go look for me. I'm not coming. See how that feels. But anyway, you're not meant to be alone. You won't be alone. There will be somebody. But just don't compare him to what your heart thinks. Look at him with a fresh eye, and that's what I hear, fresh, new. So don't look for the old existence. Look for a new one, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, Avatar, I am going to have to ask you to call back and let us know, okay? And
because we do talk to you.
And keep also on your spiritual journey. You know, we love that. And call us and let us know, because we care about everybody we talk to, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Bye,
and
Avatar.
Thank you. And you know what, Avatar, I'm going to put you on mute, but I do want to tell you that what I love is when you go into the archives. If you go into the archives and you want to listen to when you're on, it is so cool. We're also on podcast, so if you go into Blog Talk or iTunes, we're in podcast. Please download us. We love that. Okay.
Yeah.
615, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to today?
My name is Talisha.
Talisha or Alicia?
Talisha with the T.
Talisha, okay. Hi, Talisha.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are y'all today?
How can we help you?
Well, I guess I could ask about finances for an upcoming move, and if you see anything about how that might be made more smoothly.
Okay, well, the first question that's coming to my mind is they're asking me, do you have a job?
No, not right now.
Okay, and the reason I guess they're showing that to me is because we need to know, if you're asking a financial question, what are you asking? Are you asking if you're going to get a job? Have you applied for one? Or are you moving to get a job? So that's what they're showing me, like, do you have a job?
I have part-time jobs online answering phone calls, but it's not very lucrative at the moment. And
are you looking for another job? Are you looking for something?
I've been looking for other online jobs, but I'm also in the middle of a disability case, so that's a bit of an issue as well.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where you move because you do online work because you can do online anywhere you move. Is that what you're asking? Are you going to move? Is that what? Because I'm what Spirit's telling me is this: if you're asking a financial question or a move question, because they don't feel like one has to do with the other. So are you looking to move somewhere for a reason? And that's what is bothering. You know, that's what they're showing me. What reason are you moving?
I'm determined to move, but the move would help financially is what I'm believing. But it's just getting there, the financial part of getting there that I'm worried about.
Okay.
So.
Now I get you. Okay.
Now
I get it.
How old are you, Trisha?
I'm 29.
21, did you say?
29, I think.
29?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you asking, like, is the move going to go well, or is it going to be okay, or you're making the right move? Is that what you're wanting to know?
I'm asking more of how am I going to afford the move? It's expensive, you know, and every bit of money that I have is going to go directly to moving.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm hearing, and I don't know who this is, but I'm going to send them to Bonnie because they're really obnoxious.
Yeah,
here's what I'm hearing. This is a woman, and she's loud, and she's going, move, 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 move.
Yeah.
And answer the question.
Yeah. There must be something in the. Are you moving away from someone?
I'm moving away from a lot of people.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I'm getting. And that's why she's
God,
real adamant.
Go to Bonnie.
Yeah.
Go to Bonnie.
And she's saying, which is really cool, because she's screaming. What she's saying is this. This should have been a long time ago. What are you waiting for? Money will come. You got to get out of there.
She could have packed your bags herself. She would have done it.
Yeah. So there has to be, there's not just a financial, that's what I couldn't figure out. There's not just a financial a question about going. It has to be that you are going. There's something not right where you are. And it doesn't really matter how you get there, but what she's saying is,
yes, she's not good where you are for you. Not good at all. Literally almost anywhere that you choose that your heart's going, I think maybe I'd like to go there or like to go, is better than where you are.
And what I'm hearing is also that you'll make up the money. They're saying that, and I know what Susan's going to say because your 29th year is your 30th, and she just gave that whole soul window. But what she's saying is it's better now than never. And she, which means that she feels if you don't do it quickly, that you are going to drag your, you're going to drag your feet. And you cannot do that. And what she's saying is you're young enough to make up the money. So don't worry about it.
Yeah. New opportunity, new people, new life is what I'm hearing.
Here. Yeah. And she's kind of, now she's throwing crowns at me.
I know. She's obnoxious, isn't she?
Oh, wait a minute. Why is she throwing crowns, different color crowns? What did she do? She's throwing crowns at you or me. I can't figure this out. Like crayons. What do you do online?
Actually, I do readings online.
Okay. So she's throwing crayons at you, and she's saying you need to create something, because crayons create dreams and pictures. But what she says that it's your symbol and you should take it. But she's screaming at me, and she's throwing these crayons at me.
And you know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think she said, wait a minute. She's saying, this must be a grandmother possibly, because she's screaming, I taught her. So it has to be somebody that also has a gift. And she's just tapping her finger right on that table. Like, she's angry. She's not happy that you're not out of there. And she's not happy about, she says, you could do it better. And I don't know what that means. She's saying to you, you can do this better. And she's got her hand tapping on this table. I'm trying to figure out what she's doing. So just give me a second.
I'm in trouble.
She said you used to do a lot more and you haven't been. And she said that, move it or lose it. Oh my God. Okay. So I don't know if you understand what she's saying. I'm going to ask her to step back because only I don't want to get hit. I do believe that she's trying to get you to move forward very quickly. I think also she's talking about your gifts, honey. And I think she's saying that you used to do a lot more. And I'm thinking that because of people or where you're at, you're not able to. And she's wanting you to do it. She wants you to keep using what you're losing is what she's saying. So do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Dang it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, hey, thank you. I appreciate getting hit in the middle of the day.
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to ask her. No, she's just shaking her head, and she's saying, you know, I don't mean it, but she says you're precious to her. Do you know the word precious? Because she's saying you're precious to her. And she's watching over you, and she's saying, now, who the H do you think you get your gifts from? So maybe you don't know her, or maybe you do know her. But
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
I'm glad I sent her to you.
Slip here. I'm sorry?
This is either my grandmother or my aunt. Yeah.
Don't send anybody again. They're laughing and saying, you think it's only one? You think it's only one?
Oh, no.
Where they think the power's coming from? And one looks like they're real thin, and the other one kind of looks like she's not.
Oh, my goodness. It might
I would believe
which
they're both staring up the problem. The one that's tapping is the one that's, I think, older. I think your aunt's a little younger than this one. But the auntie is laughing and waving her finger at you. So I do think you need to, one, decide you're going to move if that's where, you know, your energies lie. And two is they're asking you to please get back to whatever you were doing, because spiritually, that's where you need to be, is what they're saying. And they're funny as heck, these two women. They're funny and they're crude. But I like that. That's a good sign. So what they're telling me to tell you is this. Don't get your panties in a wad. Just do it. And I'm using the kind of tone they're using with me. So, okay, I thank you for allowing me to share in that. And ask them to step back. And they're waving to you, and they're saying that you do see them. They're saying, don't you let her tell you that she doesn't know who we are. And I imagine that you do. So I hope that you take what they tell you into consideration, but they're both funny as heck. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a perfect match for Bonnie's energy, because Bonnie, I'm the pacifist, and Bonnie's the troublemaker. So that's why I went on ahead and sent them right to her.
I love it, girlfriend. So anyway, please call us back and let us know when you do move, because they are not going to let you stay where you are. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, do I love spirit, spirit, spirit. I love them when they come in.
They were a handful.
I know. And really what happened was the other one.
When we get together.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And you know what? And they are still laughing. So I'm going to ask them to step back, because I don't know if anybody else could come in this room. Okay, 301, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing fabulous, I think. I mean, how are we doing? You tell us, Donna.
Hopefully my spirits won't be as feisty as the other one, but I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, you know, there's so
many sometimes
they're really easy.
I'm not kidding. I'm a pacifist, and she's a troublemaker. And it's like, and they were like screaming in my ear. Bonnie and I, we get to talking, we get to yelling, and my sister goes, Susan, do you you know that you're screaming and yelling on the phone? Bonnie and I don't realize it because we're so loud. You know?
Yeah, and we love it.
And, oh, my God, yeah, and that's the way these spirits were. And it was like, go to Bonnie, for God's sake.
You know what, Susan, they're now saying they're going to camp here. Thank you, which is fine with me because I have a spirit room. They can be here. It's okay.
You can tell them that I'm open for any help. They can just join the crowd up there for me. So.
You need to ask Susan and I a question.
Okay. So there's, you know, I've called before about the Wisconsin custody issue, and there's been some new information that I have found out, and I submitted another complaint to another organization, and I'm just wondering if you see any you see them taking on the cause and helping me with pro bono representation or, you know, taking this to the next level.
I think you're going to need to explain a little bit more for Susan because I know she needs some more explanation, but I'll just tell you real quick what I'm seeing very quickly. I think I told you the last time, and I'm, you know, I don't remember. If Spirit's talking to me, like Susan will tell you, she doesn't remember a thing. If I had to remember everything Spirit said, I would be so full in my head, I couldn't get my own thoughts in there. And you know me,
now, all full of yourself.
But I will tell you what I'm hearing really quickly, and I'm hearing it from several of my guides, and they're saying, did you go to an organization pro bono that are either from a law school that'll take it on or a legal office that does that?
Neither. It was a civic organization. It's the ACLU.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I agree. That's like, that to me is like a law school. They try cases just that, because I'll tell you why. They get students that need the experience. They get lawyers that need the experience, and they have experienced lawyers to help. So that they take cases pro bono just for that reason, which is a good thing because you get the best legal help from any place, even a law school. They'll go into death row people, and they'll take their cases. They won't even let them know. And if they find a loophole, they love that because that's the way they get experience. And this is what I'm hearing out of my head. And this isn't me talking. This is Spirit. It has to be in an organization, pro bono, that they will give you the best representation because they need the legal experience. It's really not about your case. It's about them getting the experience. So if it's at a group like that, and I'm sure the person who's going to take it will be compassionate about your cause, but it's really all about that organization getting experience, and that's what I'm hearing. So, Susan, do you want to take this?
Well, Bonnie, since you did such a good job of answering that, I don't have much to add, but I do have a couple words here.
Go ahead, baby.
Cool. And what it's showing, you know, a lot of disruptive energy. This is, you know, upset you. This is feeling wronged. And but there's a victory card next to it, the Six of Wands. And also what death card, upside down, meaning that it's going to be turned around and transformed so that the energy of feeling of this melancholy and sadness over the whole situation is going to go away. You need to do some research. I mean, some research to get what it is that Bonnie's talking about, because it's out there. It's available.
Yeah. And the good news is that I love cases like this, because where you're really compassionate about it, you want somebody that's going to do the very best, and you don't care why. You want them to be passionate about it. If it's not your cause, it's that they're passionate about winning, and that's what you need. And I believe, and I told you, I think I see a young guy, a young girl. Maybe it's a
yes.
teen.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and you've got a victory card.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I never felt you weren't going to. So I believe that you just have to find the right team. And I'm so excited for you, Donna, but you got to do the work behind.
It's interesting that things that I have read multiple times, a few weeks ago I read like a press release, and I missed that the Wisconsin ACLU was involved in something, and then I looked them up, and that's how I got to them. So I do believe that Spirit is showing me different things that missed
Absolutely.
Before. And then when I submitted the issue to them, it usually takes 10 weeks for them to respond on whether they're going to pursue it or not. But I do feel that things are moving along, that they're, because I submitted different research that I had already come up with along with the issue to help them along, but I am continuing to research.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you know, the old saying, and I use this time and time again, it's that old saying, God helps those who help themselves, and let go and let God. You have to walk the balanced beam of doing both.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
and
what?
That is a good balance. You know,
yeah.
It is, it has been a difficult road, and I think that, I think things are on the upswing, but like you were saying before, earlier in the show, that we learn the most from the painful experiences, with soul growth and things like that.
Because it sets us up and lines us up for forgiveness and compassion and understanding the other person's perspective. One of the things that I have always shared in when I've done counseling, life coaching, this is important. Let me finish, okay? Is that life is not fair, okay? And the reason that it is not is that sometimes your soul sets up a situation for you to be blasted in order for you to learn forgiveness, compassion, self-worth, et cetera, et cetera. Now you can say what you want.
Okay, good. Because what I was going to say is, do you think that that's what Spirit was setting me up for? That when I tell Mark Anthony that I channeled his book, that he'll forgive me?
No, I don't think he will.
I just
absolutely not. You're talking you're talking about a male psychic shamanic energy. We have discussed this before. Major
Okay. Well, maybe I'm his wife, so let him learn. But anyway, Donna, I know that you're working really hard, and I feel the energy shift. Actually, I can feel your energy, and you're in a much better place than you were the last time. I mean, that's what they're telling me. I don't remember the last time, but I do know that they said that you are really, you're now focused to the point where people can actually listen and understand without so much of the emotional component in it. And I know there's a lot of emotion in it, but you're actually the work that you're doing is actually going to help. So
what I'm hearing in your voice, which is really important, is hope.
So I hope we've helped you, Donna.
Yes, and I'll, if they take it, I will call back and let you all know.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely, Donna. We're gonna expect your call. Someone will. One of the organizations I told you will take it. And if you're led here and that's where you're supposed to be, they are going to take it. I believe that it's going to be an organization. I believe you'll have a team. And I think you're going to kick your kick butt. You know, I can't say the other word, but you're going to kick butt. And it isn't going to be easy, but it's going to be worth
it.
Kick butt. There you go. Okay, we're going to.
I agree with you. Thank you both.
You're welcome,
Donna.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm so happy to hear from her. You know, like I said, sometimes you don't, you know, when spirit talks through you, you don't always remember what it is. But I can feel her energy, and they told me she was in a better place. So I am going to take our 562. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi. How are you, ladies?
Oh, we're fabulous.
Fabulous.
I've been enjoying the show. Very upbeat.
Thank you.
It's like girlfriend talk. It's like having coffee with your girlfriends.
Hey, I have a cup right here. Can you join me? Anybody that's got coffee, please raise
your hand. I got coffee right here.
Hi, girlfriend.
Bonnie, you know what somebody asked in chat? They asked us if we were sisters.
Oh, well, yeah, we're soul sisters.
And I said we were soul sisters.
You know what? Great minds think alike, everyone. What just came out of my mouth? I said we were soul sisters. So, Susan, I love you, and I am telling you that sisters bonded in this life or other, we are absolutely those kind of sisters.
Yeah, you know, I have a sister from another mother, and I have a sister with the same mother, and I am way closer to my sister from another mother, and I have nothing and really no relationship with my birth sister.
It happens.
So
like
sometimes that happens.
Yeah, it happens. I don't love to hear that, though, because I have had trials and tribulations with my sister, okay, my birth sister, and Susan, too. So the thing is that as we love each other and we can love each other unconditionally, when we're really born with somebody and we're raised with somebody, it's really not conditional. It is not unconditionally, because we have expected a certain thing, plus we've lived with them, plus we've seen, you know, our karmic pattern with them. So I do hope, and I, you know, I know this is not going to be on this show, but I do hope that one day that the only thing that you might want to, you know, before you leave this earth plane is that you do reconcile with your sister. It doesn't mean you have to like her. It just means that I feel like, you know, I do feel like, and I didn't speak to my sister for 3 years. So I do want everybody to know I do have faults. And I do tell you from those faults.
You have experience in that.
I do have experience. Not false, experience. But I am going to tell you it's one of my sad parts in life, even though I thought I was righteously right. So,
you know, you can do a whole show on siblings gone awry.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Siblings gone awry.
Almost every single one of my girlfriends, we all have younger sisters that we all have issues. And it's like, you know, and we go, what the heck is this? It's like a sorority or what?
I love that. I have to ask you, and I took you, and I'm so happy I did, because you are so sweet, and I love your energy. You want to? Both of Susan and I at 2:30 have to leave the building. So we want you to ask a question so you get in. Or we can keep chatting with coffee and we can let you in first on Monday.
My question is, it's taken me a long time to choose a surgeon. I have to have surgery. And the reason I'm having surgery is a big, long story, but a lot of bad stuff happened. So now I'm in a place where I have to put myself back together. And I chose this surgeon. I'm only going to say his first name, Jason. It's like one surgeon referred another one who referred another one. So he's like surgeon. The first two didn't even see me. They just moved me, pushed me on to the next.
It's the same department,
but I'm wondering, Jason, am I going to get authorization from my insurance company? I have new insurance this year. My former insurance denied me 3 times. So I'm wondering if this insurance rule, and how good is this guy? He is so cute. He walked in the door for the first time I met him on Friday. I said, oh, my God, you're so cute.
Don't let your looks get in the way of your doctor stuff. What do you have? What kind of surgeon is he?
He does breast reconstruction and plastic surgery.
Okay.
Well, he better be cute. And can I ask a question before Susan gets hurt?
Yeah, because usually cute men are breast men. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh yes, breast or you know what men. Okay. Anyway, I just do want you to know is I heard when you got on. I hear yes, yes, yes. But was he the second surgeon? What I'm hearing is is he the second surgeon?
No, he's it's the same department. It's at a university.
Mm-hmm.
And a local university, well, it's an hour from me, but it's a university that specializes in plastic surgery and breast reconstruction. So that's their teaching
school. How did
you
get his name? Yeah, how did you get his name?
First surgeon Christopher referred me to Andrew, second surgeon, and Andrew referred me to Jason, surgeon number three.
Okay.
And I saw him Friday.
Okay, here's the deal. They kept saying second surgeon. So maybe the second surgeon, the reason why you have this guy is from the second surgeon. But what I heard was it's the second surgeon. So if it's the second surgeon and he referred you to this one, then I would say, I mean, Susan can pull her cards, that I hear, why did the second surgeon refer you? That's what I need to know.
Busy. I went in and saw the girl. I think there was a little bit of confusion because I didn't have breast cancer. I was butchered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole long story in itself. And so now I have to have reconstructive surgery, and that's why I was denied because I'm not a cancer patient.
Right.
So I have new insurance, new everything. So I'm going. So I just instead of going old, scrap all that and go all new. I think I called a show and they said forget the old, do everything new. So anyway, So I got a new doctor, new insurance, and so he saw. And I went to the second surgeon's assistant. I actually showed up at just said here I am. I want to talk to her. I showed her my injury. I shut her door, opened up my blouse, said, look at me. I may not have had cancer, but look at me. I need help. And I went and told her my story. She looked at me. She said, okay, let me, you know, he's already denied you. He's doing surgeries in January. He only does cancer. She kind of like danced.
I get it.
It was a verbal dance.
Okay, I get it. The second
and
surgeon
I got pushed off to Jason.
Okay, but it wasn't pushed off. What happened was I now understand why they said the second surgeon, and that's why I needed that story. The second surgeon isn't going to touch you anyway because that was the same thing that happened to a friend. He does only cancer reconstruction. You aren't going to get the second surgeon anyway. But what he did was hand you off to one of his partners that do what he's doing, what you need. And I would believe, that this guy is younger and he's hungry and he knows what he's doing because he's been in school shorter time. I mean, you know, from the time this guy to this guy, there's all kinds of things. And I think if the second surgeon sent you to this guy, you're okay because they kept saying the second surgeon. And I needed to know what happened with the second surgeon, and that totally makes sense. So I say, you know, if you feel like you need to go for it, I think you'll be okay. The only thing I do have to tell you, when people redo other people's mistakes, you do know, and I've had, you can ask my sister who isn't on the show yet, but that you the result that you are looking for is not going to be the perfect result because they're not starting with the perfect scenario. So just be careful that when you go to him and you talk to him, that you understand fully what your result is going to be, and that's what they're telling me. Okay?
Okay. The insurance, will they pay for it? Will they authorize it?
I'm going to let Susan take that part of the question because I'm already just into the surgeon's head, and I'm already into the surgery.
The first card that came up with the Ace of Pentacles, which is the wealth card, the money card, okay? So, and then the card next to it is the Prince of Wands, which is the inner child desiring to have her heartfelt need to be met. And you've got the burden card, which is the Ten of Wands upside down, burden being turned around. And also the Five of Pentacles, which is upside down, which is a health card being turned around. So the way the cards are laying out, it looks like, I don't think, let me say this, I don't think it's going to be denied, okay? But when I go say, oh, shit, so I'm hanging around with
Bonnie. Yes, you're
hanging around with Bonnie.
I actually spoke intelligently. Hey, have some coffee. Don't worry about it.
It's not a clean cut, yes, we've approved this. What I'm hearing is that it doesn't look like that it's going to be denied, but there's going to be, yes, we'll pay this, but we won't pay this.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah.
But you know what? I really
think you're going to be happy enough with it. It's like, okay, I can live with this. I can live with that.
Yeah, I think you're going to be, I don't really feel like, I wouldn't worry about Jason. I really believe if you're, you know, that
keep your
you're
hands
going
to
get, you're going to get, yeah, you're going to like him, he's going to like you, and that's part of the healing process. I do want you to sit down and talk to him further about what the result you are looking for, because that's what they're telling me. Yes, he's going to do a great job, but you've got to be prepared that when somebody fixes somebody else's issues, it doesn't always, they can say, oh, it's going to look perfect. But what happens is it looks perfect for the issues you have, and I just want you to make sure that you're aware of that.
Well, we did sit down and talk, and the right and the left, he's got to do different things to the right and the left because they both have different issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about getting tissue on my body, and so I think that he says, I have to think about this. So I think that he was even looking at me, you know, trying to this is a thoughts in process. Is that how you say it?
I see him conferring with somebody.
Yeah,
you know,
probably that
like
second surgeon.
Yeah, that he's like going to discuss which is the best way to handle this. That it's not like, well, I've decided is what I'm hearing. Yeah,
and he doesn't have that.
And you were right. He was
putting...
younger. He is more hungry. He's one of the newer surgeons in the department, looking for more patients.
Hey,
so you were spot on there.
Thank you, baby. And you know what I got to tell you, and this is why I hear the second surgeon. It keeps coming up. He will confer with that second surgeon. The second surgeon has a lot more experiences with those flaps, by the way. And the thing is that what I keep hearing is it is going to be a work in progress. You're going to have to, you know, you talk and talk, and he's going to be drawing things or showing you things, and he is going to be trying to configure it. So I love surgeons like that. My husband's a surgeon. If they just tell you, yeah, everything's going to be great and we can do this, usually you want to be careful about that. So especially where you are concerned with cosmetic stuff. And the thing is that now with other things like cancer or anything like that, yes, you want a surgeon that'll say that. But when you're looking at cosmetics, it's got to work a certain way because not everybody's protoplasm or profile is the same. So I believe this guy is hungry. He will do a great job for you. But look at what a great job is, because do not expect what you had or to be a perfect fit for it's going to be the perfect fit, they keep saying, for what the damage is. So you've got to be careful about what you think you're getting. And that's all, I mean, because here's a good example, and then I'll tell you why. My sister had the same issue. And she went to two big famous guys. One really did something that she, you know, that just looked terrible. So she went to the other guy to fix it, you know, 7 years down the line, because she wanted it fixed. And he said, oh, yes, I could fix it. I could fix it. Oh, he fixed it all right. And it looked better. But if you ask me, it didn't look like it didn't look the exact thing that should have been. But what he explained to her is this. When you have to, and I'm a nurse, when you have to go and redo somebody's, you know, error, or really sometimes it's not an error, it's just your protoplasm and how you heal, it doesn't look the same as what you think is going to look for perfect. So just be careful about that. But he is good. He will do the job for you because it won't be just him doing it. So
he's going to go back to Andrew, the second surgeon, and they're going to work together with me. Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you'll know that. I think he's going to go and talk to him about the different ways that he could approach this. And this guy knows the answers because he has more, he's done more of the flap. The other guy, though, is very good because he's fresh out. So he knows a lot of the new procedures. He knows what's coming down the pipeline. And so you're mixing older and newer, not so old, but, you know, ideas. And usually that's the best to do plastic surgery, especially if they've
got I had a tummy tuck, but there is still a little chubby fat. And I was thinking, I was looking at it. Sometimes they can take it from your thigh.
Yeah.
Or your butt.
Yeah, they take them from your butt or your thigh. Yes, you're right about that. But you
so
do
I end
know
up with a thigh lift, which is like almost like a bonus. When you're 58, a thigh lift is almost like a bonus.
Oh, honey,
I'm going,
you know,
yay!
Listen, if they'll throw my nose and do a lift, honey, I'm with you.
I'll look good with shorts. There goes my cottage cheese.
I love it. I love you. But let us know. I mean, I can't, like I said, both Susan and I, unfortunately, it's a 90-minute day. And usually it's till 3, but we've got some issues. We've got some things going down the pipeline with the show, and we're moving to nighttime too. So I do want you to know that call back, girlfriend. Call back. We love talking to you.
Yeah.
I love it. Plastic surgery.
Yeah, and
right?
If you're brave enough, send pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hey, send pictures of you. Send pictures of the surgeon. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, he's cute. He is a cutie. I said, are you married? He goes, no. But, you know, he's like,
hey,
he could be my son, you know.
Hey, listen.
I'm like, mama.
She's gorgeous. We can fix him up. But anyway, I do think you're going to be okay just going with eyes open. I don't think you're going to have as much paid for as you think, but I think they will possibly pay for something. You're going to have to come up with some money. And
imagine that they might pay for the surgery, but I might have to pay for the implants.
I believe it'll be you're going to pay a little bit more than what the insurance.
Oh, there's a copay that, you know, it's like we're like 90-10 with the new insurance. It's like 90-10. You have to pay the first $3,000 copay, and then 90-10 kicks in, and then it maxes out at 6. So there would be your extra money right there.
Yeah. Well, listen.
As long as they pay for the rest of it, and I have it all in one calendar year.
Make sure you do the thigh lift, the butt lift, the any lift you can, and make them pay for it. I say yes. Go ahead.
And make it a package deal. And say while you're in here, can you like, you know, shave a little off here and shave a little off here?
Yeah, take some fat from my thigh. Yeah.
I love that, and include your little. Your daytime friend me and say, hey, I have a girlfriend. You'll really like her. She'll be able to tell you, like, what your future is possibly. You can ask her a question. As long as you do something for her, like a lift, a tuck, a, you know,
yeah,
face
yeah,
lift.
Yeah,
a
yeah. You're
eye
not
lift.
Nasty,
oh,
Jewish. Forget it. Forget it.
But, you know, hey. Well, would you please let us know how you're doing and call us anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. I've got my son, who is very handsome, Susan, sitting here waiting for me. He got straight A's. I want everybody to know my son got straight A's, and I am taking him out for lunch, and it is 2:30, and I promised him I would. So unfortunately for me and for you, I've got to get off early. But fortunately, we're always back on Monday and Tuesday. And just to let everybody know, Kelly, if you're in chat, make sure everybody knows tomorrow you're going to be on with Ron Cole, and then Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand are going to be bringing up the 2 o'clock hour, and they take calls. Ron doesn't, unless it's you're asking general astrology. And then Kelly is going to be ripping her cards up and down on Thursday. So we love you. Thank you for being with us. Hey, we love you in chat. Please join us. Join our coffee clutch and have fun. Come play with us. We do this for you. We do this to help you guys, and you all help us, because we wouldn't. You know what?
Oh,
I mean,
please,
What would we do without our callers, listeners, and chatters?
We were just talking about this morning about how forward we look to being on the air with you guys. I mean, you just make our day.
Thank you, thank you. We love you. We love you all. Please join us tomorrow with Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller. They will do your everything. They answer the medical intuitive. They answer everything, and they're cool. And you have Ron Cole with astrology, and you can listen to Ron. And Kelly will be your host for that. And then on Thursday, she's going to have her birth and her life cards, which I love. And Kelly's going to take callers. So everyone, have a great week. And for anybody listening, at the end of the week, we are looking. I am going to be in my Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you all if you celebrate it. And we love you, and we can't wait to come back. I love you, sister.
Love you too. Well put, sister. Bye bye.